There's a swinging door with a sign that says employees only, and I drop the clothes hanging over my arm and push into the back room. I hurry past boxes and racks of clothing, a broom closet and a mop bucket, and an employee bathroom. I see a back door for deliveries. I open it and look both ways up the alley. There's no police car here yet. No one is out here. I cross the alley and walk, as weak and winded as a heart patient, through a patch of woods that takes me uphill until I have a view of the parking lot. I sit on a stump behind a cluster of trees, watching the college kids talking to the cops and taking selfies with police cars in the background. This will be all over social media within 20 minutes. Cable news will pick it up, and maybe even network news. This town is ruined for me now. I have to leave. I keep walking through the trees. On the other side of the woods, I come out in a bad area. There are men loitering on corners and lightly clad women approaching cars stalled in traffic. I see a girl with a curly blonde wig on, wider than her small shoulders. I've had black hair, brunette, blonde. I've had a red wig, a blonde wig, a brown wig. None of them have had frizzy curls. No one would be looking for that. I walk down the hill through the trees and wait for the girl to come back to the cracked sidewalk. "Excuse me,"